Blog Talk Radio.
I tell you,
there's a lady. There's a lady in the man's bathroom. Look at that. There is a woman in the man's gun right here in Baltimore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our show, Pro Wrestling Flashback. Wow, it's been so long since we've done a show, Couture, that I, like, for a second, forgot the name of our own show. That's how long it's been. It's been, like, what, 3 weeks now? A little bit over 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I got married and had a kid during that time.
Yes. All right. Well, yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. Well, see, the first week, it was the day of my birthday on the 11th. And then I don't know what happened exactly last week. But then this week, my work schedule changed, and I have a wedding to pay for, so I have to take as many hours as I possibly can get. So I am doing that. That's why we are moving the show around a little bit. And so what have you been up to, Couture?
Not much. Just the same old stuff. I had to go out of town last week. That's why I couldn't do the show. So at some call.
All right. So. Oh, Couture was out of town. Yeah, I was just telling Couture. See, my power was out at my house today. And I actually had to drive to my parents' house in order to make it so I could do the show and have internet access and all that stuff. And I almost got in a car accident doing this with the rental car that I got for my other car accident that I recently got into, like, a week and a half ago or something like that, like on the 16th or something it was. Some guy just, like, hit the back of my car. He wasn't paying attention. He was eating a piece of pizza and, like, a sausage fell on his shirt or something, and he looked down and just bashed on the back of my car. So that really sucked. So, all right, let's continue on.
If I hit your car, I wouldn't tell you I was eating pizza and the sausage fell on my shirt. I would just say I'm
like, tall. Yeah, I know. Because when I got out of the car, I was really angry with the guy. So I was, like, yelling at him, you know, and I was, like, and I've actually since apologized to him because I thought I was pretty rude to the guy because I yelled at him so much. But I was, like, pissed off that, like, he, like, just completely just bashed in the back of my car. And, my car is, like, less than a year old, so I was furious, of course. So I'm yelling at the guy, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, and I was like, you know, he's like, funny story. And I was like, yeah? You know, like, of course I'm not in the mood to hear a funny story. He's like, yeah, actually, I was eating a piece of pizza, and part of it fell on my shirt, and I looked down, and then, bam, I hit you. And I was like, I don't think that's fucking funny, because I was mad. But actually, it is kind of a funny story, because Goober's eating pizza. But it's all right. It's all right. He has insurance, so it's all getting fixed. All right, so we're at Fall Brawl, Couture. Well, not Fall Brawl, the night after. And yeah. to give a little rundown, Ric Flair had been courting Kurt Hennig to join the Horsemen. And finally, Arn Anderson gave him that speech. Kurt Hennig joined the Horsemen. And at the beginning of Fall Brawl, they said Kurt Hennig has been injured. He comes out, supposedly injured, and ends up turning on Ric Flair and the Horsemen. So he is now a member of the NWO. And he bashed Ric Flair's head with the steel cage door. And that's where we're at right now on Nitro. Show opens up. Tony Giovanni says, I need to say something I've never said before. 13 years ago, I got into this business because of Ric Flair. He went to bat for me. And he's like, you've seen Flair and what happened. And then he starts crying and says, I can't do the show. Listen, I'm sorry. And he just leaves. And then
I thought that was pretty cool the way they sold it. It was a good way to sell the thing from Creepy Time.
It was. Yeah, because, like, WCW, like, this was really good. But there was a point in WCW where they would do the, like, remember when Owen Hart passed away and at that pay-per-view, like, they come back to a very serious Jerry Lawler and a very serious Jim Ross, and they're speaking quietly, and they're explaining what happened. And then WCW tried to mimic that for some of their goofy storylines. And that was just shitty. I thought that was horrible stuff. So,
yeah, and even WWF did that just with some things, you know, like later on. So,
yeah. Yeah, trust me, WCW is not the only culprit. All right, they open the show. that speech, and then they show Ric Flair looking all messed up from getting the door slammed to his head.
I believe he's having plastic surgery. That's why they did that.
Yeah, they were doing something like that. And then they have Dean Malenko, Russell's Disco Inferno, beats him with Texas Cloverleaf. And Mike Tenay says in this that Tony leaving falls right into the master plan by the NWO. You know, is Tony joining the NWO? Then the Faces of Fear beat the Harlem Heat. And this is weird to me because the Harlem Heat were like such an over tag team, and the Faces of Fear were too, you know, but like Harlem Heat were like one of their main teams, and them losing at a Nitro match to the Faces of Fear was pretty crazy. And
well, it gets even weirder next week, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, we will get there. All right. They announced that Eddie Guerrero is going to defend the Cruiserweight title against Ultimo Dragon. Mongo is going for a little bit of revenge, defending his U.S. title against Kurt Hennig. And Larry Zbyszko said he's going to be ringside for that one. And then the Outsiders are going to defend... Yes, I know. And the Outsiders are going to... Outsiders are going to wrestle Wrath and Mortis and defend the tag titles. And Raven's there. He's just sitting there, of course. All right, so then, you know, Face Fear win the match. Meet Gene. He's interviewing Kimberly for some reason. And then DDP comes out talking about how he hates Randy Savage. And DDP challenges him at Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc. I loved how they just – it wasn't even Halloween Havoc anymore. It was actually Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc. That's how they said it every single time.
Yeah.
Oh, like, can you imagine wanting to fight a man? See, you're going to fight a man, like, say it's Brock Lesnar fighting Frank Mir, okay, for UFC. UFC 150, okay? And it's sponsored by Budweiser. Do you think Brock Lesnar's like Frank Mir at Budweiser's UFC 150, I'm going to kick your ass? No. But these wrestlers actually did that. You know, I'm going to kick your ass at Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc. So awesome. Loved it.
It's like I'd hear some guys, I can't remember who, it was just like in random interviews, I'm building up to a pay-per-view, guy would say, yeah, I'm going to kick your ass right here live this weekend on pay-per-view. I said, if he's really interested in kicking your ass, he'd have to say, you know it's going to be
live on pay-per-view. Well, maybe they're a businessman, you know? Maybe they need a little make some of the pay-per-view buys, you know? But then the DDP yells this great thing, because this is what I'm talking about. He says, you and me, one-on-one, Las Vegas, Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc, don't bother bringing your Slim Jim's, because I'll give you something to snap into. What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make any sense. But DDP, he could say anything with the charisma he had, he'd get over, you know?
Yeah, half the time it didn't make any sense what he was saying anyway.
No. He's probably high on cocaine and just staying up all night, fucking Eric Bischoff's wife. Yeah, I don't know. It's good stuff, though. All right, Rey Mysterio Jr. beats Hoovy.
I'm guessing meth more than cocaine.
Yeah, it's possibly both. But Rey Jr. beats Juventud Guerrera. And the thing is, I love these matches, but they wrestled so many times. I mean,
yeah,
probably 50 Nitros. Probably 50. All right.
It's like in TNA. I can only see so many like Motor City Machine Guns and Fear Money matches.
Oh, right.
So after a while, you know, it just gets to be. I've seen it. I don't need to see it again, really.
Yeah. All right. We have Lord Regal went after the TV title. Defended by Alex Wright, and he loses to a German suplex, I think, And it was just so weird because he'd been gone because he got in that there's an issue with the flight attendant or something with Lord Steven Regal. Didn't he, like, piss on the ground or something?
Yeah, he didn't use the urinal.
Yeah, he's not using it. He's all fucked up, and, you know, he still has his job, though, so... They're bragging about how they defend the TV title every week, and it makes it the most prestigious title. And it's funny because the WCW title defended like 3 times a year. So apparently that's a shitty belt.
Yeah.
All right. Mean Gene interviews Ray Traylor, and he wants to challenge any member of the NWO 1-on-1. I love the Boss Man. I love the Big Boss Man. I did.
Yeah.
I even liked him when he first came to WCW, when he was the Boss. And then the Guardian Angel, I liked him a little bit less. And then Big Bubba, I liked him. I think I liked him more as the Guardian than the Guardian Angel when he was Big Bubba. Because at least he was a heel and doing his little rants and stuff. But him as Ray Traylor, which is such a shitty... You don't want people's real names. I get it. Scott Hall and Kevin Nash did it. They got over. That's it, though. No one else does that. No one. You don't get over using your real name.
They just couldn't think of nothing.
Yes, exactly. But I'm saying, like, you know, I don't want Mark Merrill. I want fucking Johnny B. Badd. That's the name. That's a wrestling name. Oh, I hate real names in wrestling. I think it's stupid. All right.
And what a good name for Redneck, Ray Traylor.
Ray Traylor. That's his real name, too.
Yep.
That is a really good redneck name, isn't it? Oh, man. All right. That's really funny, Couture. All right, the Giant beats Conan after chokeslam. Of course. You know, it's a quick match. The thing, the Giant was in limbo at this point because... He was not in the NWO. He was feuding with them, but he was never really, like, in that main event scene right there. Like, he was just kind of having matches, and he was just kind of in the mid-card.
Slowly building up him and Kevin Nash for later in the year, which would never happen.
It was a really, really slow build, though.
Yeah.
All right. The second hour gets better because Bobby Heenan's out. And DDP wrestles Stevie Richards, beats him with a diamond cutter. Then DDP in this match, you know. You know when, like, he's, like, trying to build up for the diamond cutter and he, like, points his finger out and spins around?
Yeah.
That one little move got over so well. And every time I see it, like, it's just so hilarious. Because he's just this old man pointing his finger and just spinning around in a circle, and it gets over. It's amazing. After the match, Raven comes in, slaps Stevie Richards.
This Raven stuff was about as getting as bad as the Sting stuff every week. It was just a bunch of nuts.
It was boring. It was boring. Yes. Outsiders, they destroy Wrath and Mortis. You know, of course, Six interferes. All right. Who's it? Eric Bischoff, or as Larry Zbyszko named him, so witty with his nicknames, Eric Ripoff, comes out, introduces Hogan. Of course, he's there tonight on Nitro, the free show, but he wasn't at the pay-per-view the night before. Whatever.
Well, you know what? How much they probably had to pay him to be on a pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's what it is, and they didn't want to.
If he's not on the paper, they don't have to give him a cut, do they? Or is it regardless?
I don't know. I don't know how that contract went. I will send Dave an email, and I'll ask how that worked.
I wouldn't be surprised if they signed that contract and he didn't have to be on a pay-per-view to get a cut of it. I'd be willing to bet you money that he got a pay-per-view cut even if he's not on the show.
I bet. I remember that sold out. Remember that sold out where he did a run-in? And because he was doing a run-in, that match got changed to the main event because he only does a run-in during the main event.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be Bret Hart and Flair in the main event.
Yeah.
And it had to be Lex Luger against Randy Savage.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was, the main event was Luger and Randy Savage.
Yeah, that's right. Lex Luger and Randy Savage.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and Kurt Hennig comes out to Flair's music. The whole NWO comes out, by the way. And he has Flair's robe. And he takes off the robe and gives it to Hogan. And a little side note to this. In Ric Flair's book, he talks about how they never paid him for that belt, or that robe. Hogan cuts the sleeves off of it and wears it around. But Flair, that was Flair's robe. And he paid like $10,000 for it. And he just completely got stolen from him. They didn't do anything.
You know, if they had paid him for that, he might not have been like stuck in Germany the last couple of days by himself.
Yes, yes. Ain't that the truth? That's so funny. I picture him sitting there alone after fucking some German girl, and you know, she's paying for his drinks, his Budweiser or his Appletinis that he drinks because he doesn't drink man drinks. All right.
I just like to see the look on his face when they bring his credit card back to him. That service has been declined.
Yeah. Yeah. living the gimmick.
That's so funny.
Hogan. You know, once he's also witty, kind of like Larry Zbysko. This day has been perfect. Get it? You know. Hogan talks about Piper and his stint as the WWF president, and he can't tell Hogan what to do now. And Piper, what you're going to do when the whole NWO runs wild on you? Then Eddie Guerrero beats Ultimo Dragon. I actually watched this Nitro recently. I think it was like the worst outing of both of these two. I think because Guerrero was still like possibly injured or on drugs or something. This wasn't a very good match though. And because Ultimo Dragon hits the Dragon Sleeper and Eddie gets out of it. And I don't know. It wasn't very good.
I think sometimes we get so used to seeing these guys in such great matches that even when they have an average match, it comes off as a bad match. Does that make any sense?
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I think I just expected better. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
All right. Kurt Hennig beat Mongo McMichael for the U.S. title. Mongo was so bad and so great at the same time. I loved him. I mean, I thought he was awesome. But, you know, just horribly bad at the same time. He was going for the three-point stance. Hennig got out of the way. Mongo bashed into the turnbuckle. I mean, hard. Hennig hits him with a perfect plex. 1, 2, 3, it's over. He's the U.S. champion. So there you go. We have that. All right. Let's go to the next week's Nitro. You want to start it off?
Sure. I think that Roddy Piper has a big announcement tonight. Bischoff comes out and tells Zbysko not to interfere in NWO business again. And which I guess kind of foreshadows Piper's announcement. And, okay. Zbysko berates Schiavone for running away the previous week. And here's what he says. When the space shuttle blew up and bodies were flying everywhere, Dan Rather stood his ground. That's terrible.
It really, really is. The thing is, personally, on a personal level it is, because like I have the Challenger. That's what he's referring to, the Challenger. I've read probably, I'm dead serious, probably 10 books about the Challenger and like the different, like the Teacher in Space, Crystal McAuliffe. And, like, I've watched, like, TV specials. I've actually, like, there's a TV special. I found it on eBay. I bought that. And, like, I really, really like reading about that. And, like, it was such a, like, a, like a very dark cloud of like our entire nation. It really was like the whole thing was just like such a bad thing.
I was watching when that happened. You know, I was in.
Yeah, of course, and it was terrible to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was just a horrible thing, and to make a comment like that, like DeBisco saying, you know, bodies were flying everywhere. What, I mean, seriously, what an idiot. I mean, just.
Well, it will get worse the next year when Louis Spicoli died.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They keep storylines, yes.
And I doubt that Dan Rather was, he got into being a reporter because of anybody that was actually on the Challenger. So it's kind of a different situation, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Chelani actually did have, like, a personal, you know, like, friendship with Flair and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, just DeBisco, like, I'm honestly surprised that he didn't get fined for that comment or so. I mean, I don't know if he did or not, but, I mean, I never heard about it. I never heard him getting fined, and he should have. He still lost his damn job, but,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
That's terrible.
It was. It was a terrible, terrible comment.
And I'm not the person that gets offended by much stuff, but I don't know. Stuff like that's kind of,
it's, I don't know. Exactly. There's a line. There's always a line. Yeah, there's always jokes to be made, and there's a lot of jokes that are made. But that one, like, I don't know. I thought it was just horrible.
Yeah.
All right. Ray Jr. beat Silver King. Just beat him with a reverse Frankensteiner off the top. Awesome finish. And Eddie comes out, so start a little feud between Eddie and Ray, which is leading to one hell of a match.
Yeah.
Bill Goldberg pinned Hugh Morris. And
this is number one.
This is number one. This was the week that Bill Goldberg debuted in WCW. And, you know, everybody thought, oh, look at this guy. Look at this guy. He's trying to be a Stone Cold Steve Austin ripoff. Like, he's wearing the black tights, black boots, bald head, goatee. What, you know. And
This is the case where a real guy having his real name worked.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that one did work. Okay, I'll give you that one. But I'm talking about people that go from gimmicks to real names. Do you remember, like,
John Penta?
Didn't work. Salvatore Sincere. Hey, I'm Tom Brandy. No one cared about Tom Brandy. All right. Disco Inferno beat Alex Wright. Disco's the new TV champion. Boy, was this great. Just this, Alex Wright and Disco Inferno were the shining lights of the mid-card in WCW. And I'm not talking about great matches, and I'm not talking about, you know, a bunch of moves and stuff. They were just hilarious. Both of them were so funny. Like, Disco Inferno was like almost like a Mikey Whipwreck character, where he'd be so shocked that he ever won anything. And when he won that title, the reaction he gave was so great. Him just dancing and always checking his hair and stuff, just awesome.
I actually really liked his work at this time. I thought he had improved a lot.
Oh, he was good. Yeah, he was good. And Alex Wright was great, too. So, then Scott Hall comes out.
Well, then Jacqueline came out and started the little thing with Disco and she said, everyone knows why Disco was gone for 6 months, and she wants to fight him. Okay, first off, not everybody knew why Disco was gone for 6 months at this point.
I had no idea what they were talking about at the time.
Yeah, he was asked to do a job for Jacqueline a few months back. He said no, so he got fired. And he came back, and I think one of the things that where they would allow him to come back, he had to do this job on pay-per-view for Jacqueline, so that's what she was talking about. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about at the time.
I didn't know. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like on the internet at the time. I'd never freaking seen a newsletter or anything, so I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to know any of this stuff.
Yes. And Scott Hall comes out, says he's going to wrestle one for Kev. Challenges anyone to come out. Hector Garza comes out. And
beat him.
Scott Hall is just fucking with Mark Curtis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he twists Mark Curtis's tie, pulls his shirt out, and kicks him in the butt. And Garza sneaks up behind him, rolls him up, quick three count. Hector Garza beats Scott Hall, and Scott Hall beats the shit out of both of them. So
I wonder if this is a case where Scott Hall, like, changed the finish during the match. Because he would do that back then sometimes.
What do you mean? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, because I think it, like, happened once with, like, Chris Jericho, where Jericho beat him clean at this time.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, Hall just decided to change the finish, but didn't talk to anybody in the back, but I guess just talked to, like, Jericho and the referee and just changed the finish, like, right before the match or something like that. That's one of the things I was reading about at that time.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, there's a big lucha match. Alto Dragon, Juvi, Ciclope, and Liz Mark Jr. beat Psychosis, La Parca, and Viano 4 and 5. It's just a match. It didn't make a difference at all. Piper comes out for his big announcement. Scott Hall is wrestling Lex Luger at Halloween Havoc. And the special guest referee will be Larry, Mr. Space Comment, Zabisco. And that is a act they told us about all night long. That Larry Zabisco is going to be a referee.
For
come on.
Scott Hall and Lex Luger.
Come on. All right.
Okay. Whatever.
Yes.
He called the NWO the NWA.
Yes. That's... Ugh. All right, Face the Fear. Beat the Steiner Brothers.
Clean.
With the Tongan Death Grip. This is a shocking, shocking win. It was a good match, too.
Yeah.
The thing is...
It's like, go ahead.
All right, just the Face of Fear are like one of those tag teams that never really got a break. And I don't think like anybody should have mind putting them over. And what the fuck were they going to do if they said, you know what I mean, who's gonna tell Ming, no, I don't want to lose to you? No one's going to say that. He'll rip their face off. So it's fine.
This is like one of the few clean jobs that the Steiner Brothers have ever done. Like maybe going back to like, I've only seen them lose like clean to guys like, I think like Doc and Gordy back in 92. I think it was
it was a clash.
Yeah.
One of the best clashes ever, in my opinion.
Yep.
All right. Macho Man beat Stevie Richards. He just destroyed him. Destroyed him. And I'm sure Stevie Richards just marked out just getting destroyed by Macho Man. That'd be awesome. And Bobby Heenan makes a joke saying that Mark Curtis is in a green trash bag out back. Shimani gets pissed off and saying, no, he's not. And Heenan says, you're right. Why waste a perfectly good green trash bag on Mark Curtis? Just throw it right in the dumpster. Oh.
Well, after Disco's comedy, I can handle a joke like that.
yes, exactly. And Miss Elizabeth actually gave part of it, a little bit of an interview during the DDP interview. And said, or the Macho Man interview, and said that DDP is in Macho Man's shadow. Oh, God.
I think Liz may have said like two sentences in her entire WCW career.
Yeah, probably.
Raven came into the ring after the match and gave Richards a DDT again. Another week, I still don't care. So.
Yes.
Whatever.
And Macho Man said that he's giving the new NWO member, Kurt Hennig, a present. Liz will be escorting Hennig down the aisle later. And DDP and Savage has been signed for Halloween Havoc. Booker T beat Conan and by himself, beat Conan and Scott Norton because it was a disqualification because Vincent interfered.
After they gave Booker T a spike pile driver, which begs the question, why did he interfere?
Didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Stevie Ray, right. injured Achilles tendon or something like that. That's why he wasn't there, so.
Which is fine, because Stevie Ray was horrible, and Booker T was awesome. So, this is good.
Yeah.
Alright, Kurt Hennig beat Jeff Jarrett. He kept the title. And, of course, Jarrett, you know, got knocked out by the belt. So, it was kind of a goofy finish, but that's fine. It's fine. I wish it was clean.
Yeah.
They had a good match, though. And that was the main event of the show. That was the main event of the show. So let's go to the next week's Nitro. Alright. Okay. So, start us off. Where are we at?
Let's see. DDP defeated Buff Bagwell with Vincent following DDP gave him a diamond cutter to both Bagwell and Vincent while the referee was temporarily unconscious. I don't know why the referee was unconscious here. Just to have the referee unconscious, I guess. I don't know. Raven's back in the front row with Stevie Richards sitting behind him. Still don't care. DDP goes outside to have the NWO sign and rips it up. It's not very nice. See, Rey Mysterio Jr. pinned El Caliente, following a double top rope springboard into a Hurricane Rana. And if you didn't know this was Eddie Guerrero, you're just stupid. So.
Yeah, exactly. There was a promo right before this match for Mike Tenay has this series on the Mexican Luchadors that he did. It went like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
About Luchadors. And it was very good. It was very good. I thought it was very well made. I thought they should have done these more. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yes. All right. The Giant.
He unmasked Eddie Guerrero after the match. So.
Of course. All right. Mean Gene interviews the Giant. And he's talking about Kurt Hennig. What goes around comes around, and paybacks are hell, says the Giant.
They're going to wrestle in the main event on this show, so that's why he's in that promo.
Mike Tenay announces that Sting has been appearing unannounced on house shows. And, of course, because Sting is wrestling on house shows now, they had to explain it on TV, why he's there. And it was just for Sting to get the ring rust off, obviously.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't work.
Yes. So, the faces of fear, all right, last week, or 2 weeks ago, they beat the Harlem Heat. 1 week ago, they beat the Steiner Brothers. This week, the Barbarian wrestles a new guy in his second match and gets destroyed by him. Why did they do this?
I don't know.
I mean,
maybe they thought the faces of fear were getting, their heads were going to get too big with all these big clean wins or something. They had to bring them back down to reality. I have no idea.
Yes. It's so, I don't know. So, what was the thing with Kimberly?
Say what?
Kimberly, something that happened about 6 months before this where Kimberly was knocked on the ground and part of her dress popped off and her tits were hanging out. Do you remember this happening?
I don't remember this. I have no memory of this.
Apparently it happened. I'm going to have to review the tapes and I will get back to you people. All right. Flair, live tonight. He has a major announcement concerning his career. Disco Inferno beats Hoovy with a pancake suplex. And Alex Wright comes out to check out the match wearing bright yellow pants. Loved it. So great. Just the stuff you would wear. And Tony Schiavone actually made me laugh with the line, he couldn't sneak up on anyone with those pants. and then Zbyszko, he couldn't sneak up on a blind guy with those pants. They were very bright pants. Oh, God. And Jacqueline actually helped Disco keep the title because she's the one that wants a title shot. So...
I never got it.
Yeah. Randy Savage comes out with Elizabeth, and he warned Piper not to get too creative at Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc. And he dared Sting to come get some. And Sting said that, Shivani said that Sting could be at one of the house shows this weekend. Okay. Okay, Tony. All right, the feud between Mongo and Jeff Jarrett that never ends. Jeff Jarrett beats Mongo.
Pretty sure this is Jeff Jarrett's final WCW appearance.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh.
I think he was back on Raw like in a week or two after this match.
That's awesome. Because... during this, Tony Schiavone said that Mongo and Debra and this was
well,
like one
I
of
hope
their...
not. She turned on him in July. I wouldn't be living with the bitch no more either.
No, but they were having real life marital problems and they really were getting divorced. And
yep.
You know, and the thing is, like, you know, you think it's not real, the stuff, but like wrestling ruins every single marriage. I mean it's sad.
Yep.
All right.
Only Jimmy Garvin and Precious, only marriage that survived, I think.
There's a...
Vince and Linda, but I think they're probably staying together because they got a business to run.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, Vince is probably fucking the Bella twins right now. All right.
Like, can you imagine that divorce settlement? Jesus Christ.
Oh my God! The best Vince McMahon quote is like he did an interview for Playboy in like the year 2000 or something like that, and
yeah.
He said he's been loyal to his wife for the last 9 years, and they had been married for like 30 at the time.
Oh God!
So it was very, very funny. I laughed very hard at that. And all right, we have. An awesome sign in the crowd that says, Bischoff fears Marv Albert. This is when there was a... Was it Marv Albert, like, bite, like, a stewardess's ass or something? Wasn't that going on right then?
I thought it was, like, maybe... was it a sexual assault or something?
I thought he bit her ass. I'm almost positive that's what
it was. Oh, I thought he, like, sexually assaulted somebody.
Yeah, that's what I think
it was. I don't
know
what this has to do with Eric Bischoff fearing Marv Albert. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it was just like at the time, it was like a big thing that everybody talked about, you know. Like right now,
oh,
it would be like...
Oh, Bischoff was always telling people, he was always saying, bite me.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. That's exactly what was going on. And some people from Brown University had won a party contest, and we're going to see their tape later. And honest to God, I didn't notice any difference between their tape and someone else's tape. There's no difference.
I think they just had a big loop. They had maybe two or three parties on one tape, and they just ran a loop every week or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. Yeah, because I don't think anybody actually really sent in any tapes. We actually, my buddies and I, we actually sent in a tape once. For some reason, we all dressed up like different characters. And one of my buddies dressed up as Scott Hall. And he actually, the only thing he was wearing was underwear. Like, tidy, whitey underwear. And he, painted, the oozing paint on there. And he wrote Hall on the back of it. And painted chest hair on himself. It was awesome. That's what Sinbad did in high school, kids. That's how cool I was, hanging out with people wearing underwear and painted on chest hair. All right. Chris Jericho beat Six by DQ. They, of course, run in and they beat the crap out of Jericho. And then Six took the buzzkill on Jericho. You know, same old stuff. Ric Flair calls in, thanks Tony Schiavone for his support. And believe it or not, he thanked Kurt Hennig for the wake-up call. He said he's going to come back. He's going to get his robe back from Hogan. Told Benoit to go on his own way. Told Mongo to go his own way. He doesn't want the horsemen to risk themselves watching his back. And Schiavone asks Flair if he's disbanding the Horsemen. Flair says it's time off. And what he's going to do when he comes back will be immoral and illegal. So Ric Flair's going to come back and then kill a grandmother, apparently. Something like that. All right. And advertised a Buff Bagwell hat. All right. This hat is this giant, stovetop hat, or whatever they're called, with Buff Bagwell. It has the... What would he get done to it? The little, graffiti writing or whatever on there?
Airbrush. Airbrush.
Airbrushed on there. Who would buy that? Who would buy that hat?
Not me. Katrina, I certainly would that wear hat. It if I had one.
Katrina, you bought that hat, didn't you?
No.
I wish there was a camera on Katrina right now for you guys to see. He just slowly takes the hat off and puts it behind him. That's exactly what just happened, Katrina. I know it.
I'd rather wear one of those fucking Dr. Seuss hats that were coming back in at the time.
Yeah, that's why they had this hat. Yeah, they were those hats. And a really funny story is, we went to a Nitro one time. My buddy Jerry, my cousin Nick, and myself. I think we went with my dad, and they were selling these NWO do rags that Hogan was wearing. Remember those NWO do rags?
Yeah.
And my cousin Nick bought one, and he spent $20 on it. $20 for a small piece of fabric to put on top of your head. And it looked like something, you know, like a gangsta would wear anyways. It wasn't like a, you know, kind of like an actual bandana or anything. It was actually almost like silky material. It was so weird that he bought that.
Long used to wear?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like that logo on the front of it.
Okay.
WCW would sell some stuff, man, I'm telling you. All right. Lex Luger beat Wrath with a human torture rack. And for no reason, someone's holding up a sign that said Big John Studd. Mongo beat Mongo versus Jeff Jarrett, announced for Halloween Havoc. Which, that match didn't happen, did it?
No.
I think so. The Giant beats Kurt Hennig by DQ because the NWO interfered. So, of course, retains the U.S. title.
And it gave him the perfect flex. I thought that was awesome.
That was awesome. Sting comes down, and he fights off all seven guys at the NWO on his own. He could do that, you know. He could definitely do that.
He could do it while being strapped to a harness. You know, they just couldn't get the guy.
Yeah, because he has that harness, you know. That's exactly what it is.
Then they got smart one week and used the net. And then they got him. That'll be
it
coming
is.
Up soon.
Yeah, the net. They got him with that net. All right. We'll probably have time for a couple more Nitro, so let's do this one right here. This was the night after Brian Pillman passed away, right?
Yeah,
because they did a little opening saying like,
hey, instead of these two Nitros, let's do a rapid fire through these two Nitros and these two Nitros and finish with Halloween Havoc. Is that okay?
Yeah. Then you just run them through, and I'll add comments if I need to. And then we'll get to Halloween Havoc.
Okay, Hogan and Bischoff come out and they start jawing about the NWO. They're promoting Hogan's movie Assault on Devil's Island, which was terrible.
Carl Weathers was in that movie.
Yeah.
They were good. I thought they were a good tag team, acting wise. Hogan and Carl Weathers.
I may be the only one that like Thunder in Paradise.
No, I like that show, too. I'm actually a fan of the acting work of Hulk Hogan. I really like it. My girlfriend does, too.
let's see. Booker T defeated... Oh, well, Jeff Jarrett. This was Jeff Jarrett's last night right here. Booker T defeated Jeff Jarrett.
So this was his way of getting out of his contract, was
yeah,
Booker T.
Yeah, Tony announced that players in Minneapolis looking for Kurt Hennig. And so Booker gets the win. Then Mongo gets into it with Deborah. She slaps him. He starts to go after her. Jarrett steps in, and Mongo just kind of throws Jarrett back in the ring. And Booker T comes up from behind him, gets the roll up, and the win on Jarrett in Jarrett's last match in WCW. Alex Wright defeated Billy Kidman. Camera focuses in on Raven, and Perry Saturn joins him.
Just left ECW right after their first pay-per-view. I think his last appearance was at the pay-per-view
His last appearance was like in the summer of '97. The pay-per-view was in like April of that year.
Yeah, it was in April. Yeah,
and he had blown out his knee, and was leaving, and it was kind of screwy how he didn't want to be in a tag team anymore, and then he got hurt, and then he goes right to WCW, and he's like wrestling like almost immediately, even though he's got like this really bad knee injury. So I don't know, it was just kind of weird. And they go backstage, and Deborah and Mongo are at it again, and Deborah slaps him in. I think this is Jarrett just kind of threw his hands up and said, I don't want any of this. And that was the last we ever saw of Jeff Jarrett in WCW until like 1999. Ernest Miller defeated Mortis. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
Scott Hall gets his win back over Hector Garza. So.
Even Stephen Booking.
DDP defeated Disco Inferno by disqualification. Macho Man interfered. I believe DDP gave Macho Man a diamond cutter on the floor. And so I think Macho Man gets carried out, and Macho Man was supposed to face Chris Benoit on the show, but they changed the match to Kurt Hennig because of Savage's injury. Mean Gene interviews Piper. And says that if Hall and Nash don't defend their belts next week on Nitro, that they will be stripped of the titles. And the DDP's match with Macho Man is no rules.
No rules. At Slim Jim Halloween Havoc.
And then Piper and Bischoff, Hogan and Bischoff come out and they go after Piper. And I don't, it's just a big schmoz, just like every single week. They go to commercial, they do. Go ahead.
It's the same garbage every week with the NWO coming out. They all attack someone, or they all attack someone, and then Sting comes out and saves them, or it's just the same old shit.
Yeah. They did another Lucha Libre special, and then Eddie Guerrero defeated Ultimo Dragon. Didn't we just go over this match?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This one was better. Yeah, this one was better, but yeah, it's...
Okay. Chris Benoit, Kurt Hennig defeated Chris Benoit. Flair comes out and chases Hennig out to the street. And then Flair comes back in and does a promo and says he's going to go after Hennig at Halloween Havoc. And you're going to hurt him bad for a long time. And so I think that was the end of the show.
That was. So one thing that should be, I see that there was a dark match. There's a dark match with Kevin Kelly, a.k.a. Nails, beating Yuji Nagata. They actually forgot that man was under contract.
Like Lanny Poffo.
How could you forget that? Yeah, how could you forget that?
Lanny Poffo was under contract for all that time. Never once made an appearance.
Never once. He got paid for 6 years.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? He made $150,000 for 6 years and never worked one time. That's insane.
It's crazy.
$1 million right there, isn't it? It's more than that. It's almost $1 million he got paid.
Boy, it's an idiot running that company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they literally gave away $1 million.
It got worse when they were still doing it while they were losing money. You know, at this time they were making money hand over fist. So.
Yeah, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter at all.
Yeah, because it's, gosh, $100,000 to Lanny Poffo to not do anything. That's awesome. They did the same thing for Nails, too. He worked for like 5 or 6 years, too, making $175,000 a year to do nothing, to do absolutely nothing.
All
right.
I bet all these people are broke now. I bet all these people are broke now.
Not Lanny Poffo.
Not Lanny Poffo, but the majority of
commercials, you know, he hurt his back. He hurt his back trying to body slam onto the giant, apparently.
Who's Lanny Poffo?
Yeah, that's what he said in an infomercial once.
Oh, I thought he broke his back trying to suck his own dick.
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible, too. All right, run us through the next one, Couture.
Okay, they come out. They start with Bischoff and Hogan, and Savage come out. Savage is in the neck brace. He says that he brings out a poster for Assault on Devil's Island. Tells us that he knows that there will be a lot of us trying to sneak these posters into the World Series or to the competitor show because they may or may not have a live show next week and they get mad really easily. And when he was talking about the competitor, he was talking about Raw and he was nodding like he was saying, do it, like trying to get the fans to take these posters. And I think it was kind of a thing. It was kind of a rebuttal to what Jim Cornette had done, like cut a shoot promo on him on Raw the week before. So that's kind of where that all came from.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
And apparently the week before, Piper run off with the world title belt, even though he's not smart enough to give himself a title match, even though he's the commissioner. So he just stole the belt. I don't know. I don't know why. Four titles on the line tonight, Eddie Guerrero and Psychosis for the Cruiserweight title, tag titles with the Outsiders and the Steiners, which makes perfect sense with all the clean wins at the Faces of Fear got the weeks before. TV title with Disco and Alex Wright and Kurt Hennig and Diamond Dallas Page for the U.S. Heavyweight title. Eddie Guerrero pinned Psychosis after a frog splash. They announced Jacqueline and Disco will be a non-title match because of actually legit Nevada state regulations that prohibit men versus women. This is actually a real rule that they had to abide by for some reason. I don't know why. But they just do like Vince does, like when he goes into somewhere where they got a regulation, he just does what he wants and pays the fine. So Sinbad, are you there? Okay, hold on. Sinbad's gone. Sinbad, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah, did you get cut off?
Yeah, but I called immediately back.
Okay, I had to get it on the switchboard. Don't use the switchboard on your iPhones, people. It takes forever to get back to it. Okay, where was I?
All right, sorry about that.
Okay, I was talking about how Jacqueline Disco will be a non-title match because of Nevada state regulations. I think these are like real regulations. I don't know. Do you?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I don't know. Let's see. Okay, Mike tonight did another History of the Mask report. Mean Gene interviewed Roddy Piper. Piper said to Bischoff, "You ask who I think I am, I'm the boss. You ask what I call that, Savage, I call it justice." And Piper says he knows where the belt is. He put it in good hands. Steve
he,
Michael
like all, he said, "I put it like Allstate. I put it in good hands." And all right, then Piper tells the Outsiders that they're going to defend the titles, or he's going to strip them. And that's pretty much it with Piper. Mongo pins Lord Regal with a tombstone, and that's just they're just burying Regal because he got in trouble. So that happens. He comes out to interview Queen Deborah, and she just says that Jeff Jarrett is no longer in WCW. She said she's gonna have a surprise at Halloween Havoc, and she tells Mongo that she's the star of WCW and not him. And Eugene Nagata makes Lionheart Chris Jericho submit with a Nagata lock. And Nagata is a great wrestler, but back then they barely used him. Raven reads poetry. It sucks. Not very good. Bill Goldberg destroys Scotty Riggs. There's a promo for Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc. Macho Man pretty much saying that it's going to be, you know, a big deal, a big show. And Scott Hall and Six come out, and he did the survey, and this was one of the best. Someone getting hit with something. Scott Hall got smacked in the head with a wadded cup. So, and then Hall sarcastically acted like it hurt his feelings, and the Steiners beat Scott Hall and Six for the tag titles. And I actually was shocked that they changed the titles.
I wasn't really that shocked. I mean, they had held the belt for so long, and this was Kevin Nash was out with a knee injury. I just figured he didn't want to do the job or something.
That's probably what it was.
And Larry Zbyszko made the count in that match to change the title. So.
Yes. Pro Wrestling Illustrated's number one ranked wrestler, Dean Malenko, beats Rey Mysterio Jr., a.k.a. Flying Fury.
He was number one in the PWF 500 that year.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Yes. And Tony Giovanni said, there's nothing like live TV. And Bobby Heenan said, yes, there is. Radio.
I love Bobby Heenan. He's awesome.
And DDP's power plant, training for Halloween Havoc. Apparently, you know, doing push-ups with hard work Bobby Walker will get you ready for Macho Man. So I have no idea how the power plant's going to help him out, but whatever. Mean Gene's with Piper again. And says that the decision with the Steiners will stand because Zbyszko has been sanctioned a referee full-time by WCW. And
yep.
Piper yells, new champions, hail the Steiners. And the crowd does nothing. And Scott Norton with Buff Bagwell beats Ray Traylor. He gets knocked up by a can of spray paint. Yes, the big challenge that Ray Traylor was going after was possibly the biggest jabber in the history of the NWO, Scott Norton, who never really won any matches, but he beat Ray Traylor.
Vincent was the biggest jobber.
Well, Vincent, of course, but that Scott Norton might be a close second, though. All right. Billy Kidman joins Raven's Nest, as they're called at the time, and he's wearing Raven-like clothes and looks like he hasn't slept in a week. And so at least Kidman is doing something because he's a great wrestler. Disco Inferno beats Alex Wright again. Big chance of faggot from the crowd to Alex Wright, which is mean because Alex Wright's awesome. He's wearing neon green tights. And Shivani said that someone needs to dress him. So, I don't know. And the main event is DDP versus Kurt Hennig, Big Schmoz, NWO running. That's pretty much it.
I think there was a screw-up in this match because DDP actually got the pin before the disqualification when Flair ran in. And I don't know, it was just somebody screwed up.
Yes, yes, it was some sort of mistake. All right, go home show before the pay-per-view. Go ahead.
Okay, show opens with Hennig, Conan, Vincent, and Norton laid out with DDP and Icon sprayed on the ground and a baseball bat. Bischoff, Savage, and Hogan come over and freak out. Norton is seriously hurt and isn't getting up. Bischoff, Savage, and Hogan go to the ring and rant and rave and say that there's a cage over the ring and they want to get it on tonight.
Hey, can you imagine this? Imagine DDP, Roddy Piper, and Sting all fucking hanging out, beating NWO ass. I wish they would have showed that. Eddie Guerrero beats Crippler Chris Benoit to retain the Cruiserweight title. Benoit's a jobber. Goldberg beats Wrath with a jackhammer. Mongo beats Mortis with a tombstone. Another shitty, whiny promo by Raven. Another showing of that Luchador special. Yuji Nagata wins second week in a row, beats Hoovy this time with the Nagata lock again. The Vianos and Damian come to the ring, and then the Giant destroys all of them, but not before calling Kevin Nash a wuss. So, awesome fifth grade insult there, the Giant. Nitro Girls come out, do the little dance, and there's no nip slip this week. Rey Mysterio beats Disco by DQ as Guerrero interfered. Savage, Hogan, and Bischoff come out. They're all pissed off. They're trying to find DDP, Piper, and Sting. And they even ask the fans to come fight them. That's not asking for something, is it?
They said the doors are locked and no one's leaving the building until they get their hands on Paige, Piper, and Sting. I don't think that's legal to lock doors in an arena like that because of fire.
No, I don't think so either. U.S. Champion Kurt Hennig beats the Iceman. Number one, PWI 500, 1997, Dean Malenko, the Freshman Suplex. Someone has a WCW Fears Taz sign. Yes, I bet they do. All 5 feet of him. Scott Norton beats Ray Traylor again. This time, Ray Traylor got spray painted in the eyes by Vincent. And look like two drunk fat guys duking it out at a picnic on Labor Day. Lex Luger made Booker T submit to the human torture rack. Poor Booker T. Scott Hall beat Scott Einsteiner following the Outsider's Edge with a three count made by a masked referee. And Savage, Hogan, and Bischoff come to the ring to promote Hogan's new movie. Bischoff makes some sort of comment about Vince McMahon, saying no heart, no soul, no will to win, and no, I'm not talking about Vince McMahon. And they all fight in the cage, and then the show goes off the air. So there you go. That's that. Now let's talk about Halloween Havoc to close our show. All right. Mask versus belt match. And it was supposed to be Rey Mysterio losing his mask here, correct?
Yes. But then I think, I think it was a thing where a bunch of the luchadors were upset about it or something like that, so they decided not to do it. I can't remember exactly the specifics of what was going on at the time.
Well, I heard that Eddie Guerrero, like, almost was refusing, and he wanted to lose, so.
They knew it was a stupid fucking idea.
Yeah, it was a stupid idea. There's a sign in the crowd that says, Bischoff takes up the ass. Oh,
that's nice.
Oh gosh. And, all right, Yuji Nagata beats Ultimo Dragon. And another big win for him. Lionheart Chris Jericho beats Gato with a Lion Tamer. Good matches to open the shows, but it's really weird that they're pay-per-view matches. But
Jericho almost killed himself in the match.
Yeah.
He did. He was doing that Super Frankensteiner, and when he was coming down, he didn't get completely over-rotated, so he came down, and he was bent and landed, like, on his chest.
Yeah.
And kind of bent his back. It's, like, it's actually pretty scary. he could have been killed. I mean, it was just a terrible bump.
It was. It looked really bad. But he somehow always avoids injury, so he's fine.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio beats Eddie Guerrero. Awesome match.
This is probably the best WCW Cruiserweight matchup I ever saw. That and I say Ray and Psychosis at that one Bash at the Beach.
Yeah, 1996. That was great.
Yeah. This match was... God, I remember watching this match at college. We had a party and we were watching this. It was like, holy shit, this match is so awesome.
Yeah. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Hogan and Bischoff appeared on the monitor saying Hogan wouldn't wrestle unless J.J. Dillon produced a signed agreement that Sting would not be in the building.
Okay.
The surprise for Deborah McMichael is Alex Wright, who beat Mongo. After Bill Goldberg comes and beats the shit out of Mongo, on top of Mongo, like puts Wright on top of Mongo. And
on the list of people I would have Bill Goldberg in his first big program with, Mongo and Michael would not be one of them.
Well, the thing was, didn't he, like, take his Super Bowl ring? Wasn't that the gimmick?
Yeah, that was the gimmick.
Ring. Kurt Hennig beat. After Flair put the Hennig in the Tree of Woe, put the belt on Hennig's head and started kicking the belt. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Cool.
Hall loses to Lex Luger with the torture rack because Zbyszko just let him have it, essentially. And
Six, I think this is where Six got his final neck injury in WCW that eventually got him released in like early 98. He got injured in this match somehow.
Yeah, because the match ended with them cheating, and then Zbyszko restarted the match, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
All right. Macho Man beat DDP when fake Sting hit DDP with a bat. Is Sting a bad guy? Is he not? Storyline is so freaking horrible. I hated it.
I don't know why they had to win this match. I'd have DDP win this match.
Yeah, I have no idea. Then Roddy Piper beat Hollywood Hogan in a non-title match, of course, again. In a cage.
Terrible. Horrible match.
One of the worst cage matches I've ever seen. One of the worst cage matches I've ever
seen. Yeah, Age in the Cage.
Age in the Cage, yes. It was like a combined 100 years old in the cage. Yeah, so just bad
and
stuff.
Then they had a fan come out. A fan hit the ring. And
was
a fan planted? I think it was. I think it was a setup because they kept it on there like for a long time while they were beating on this poor guy. And
yeah.
And I think it was like after this they had like this rash of fan run-ins at shows.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, just because, you show this, you plan this stuff, and it kind of encourages that kind of behavior in matches. And so that's kind of what happened there. I just remember Savage coming off this was like that Thunderdome cage from, with the Chamber of Horrors cage or something.
Yes.
And Savage came off the top of this thing to do it like an axe handle. And
it looked awesome, too.
I'm not surprised this guy had bad knees.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. And he's old doing it. He's like 45 years old doing this shit.
Yeah. Plus, he did that shit like nightly, just coming off the top rope, like to the outside and stuff like that, like every night, like in the 80s and in the early 90s and stuff. And,
but he would do that. Especially doing it from the top rope to the outside, too. I'm like, pretty.
Yeah.
That's crazy shit, man. That's hardcore.
Yep.
That's hardcore. And that is it, everybody. That is our show. We have next week, we'll be getting to probably World War III. And we'll run all through the Nitros and all that stuff. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry we haven't had a show in a couple of weeks. We'll be back next week to talk about all that fun stuff. And tell your friends to download it. And don't forget, if you would like to download our show, go to superfriendsuniverse.com. All right, for Contreras, I'm Sinbad, and we will talk to you guys next week. Thank you.